Thank you.
Mr. Gray. Mr. Watkinson. Good morning.
Mr. Bowman.
It's a good day to be here.
This item before you is a discussion of our proposed update to the Commission's general permit for emergency situations and water quality improvement projects for VAC 20395. And this involves activities in non-tidal waterways of the Commonwealth. And if you authorize it, we will plan to schedule this for a full public hearing at the April meeting. This general permit was originally adopted by the Commission back in 1998, and it followed legislation that was enacted in 1997, Chapter 845, Acts of Assembly, authorized the Commission to develop an expedited process for issuance of general permits for projects designated to improve water quality, such as bioengineering, stream bank projects, livestock crossings, and to adjust activities during emergencies in which a determination has been made that there is a threat to public or private property. I guess I should note real quickly that this legislation followed some flooding in the western part of the state where NRCS had gotten involved in some restoration activities, and we had been working with NRCS to authorize those restoration activities, and we were working with a memorandum of agreement on them to go through the permit process, but this further expedited that review for those types of activities. And at the same time, some folks were starting to implement procedures in the western part of the state to improve water quality through bioengineering techniques and management practices such as livestock crossings that improve water quality. Obviously, it's been 10 years since the original permit was authorized by the Commission. A number of things have happened, and as a result, NRCS has made some changes through their EWP program, their Emergency Watershed Program. Some of their definitions have changed with regard to what's an emergency and what's an exigency. We needed to incorporate those into our revised general permit. And more agencies have gotten involved in stream restoration activities. And a lot of these activities are totally voluntary, where property owners seek the advice or recommendation of agencies such as the Game Department, Fish and Wildlife Service, or NRCS, and they design and then implement a stream restoration project on their property, and that results in improved water quality. As a result of a number of emergencies in the western part of the state, the governor will sometimes issue an emergency order, and in that, it sometimes includes authority to sort of forego permit requirements, and the commission authorizes the commissioner to issue permits for activities deemed to be in the public interest to protect public health, safety, and welfare. We thought it was a good idea to incorporate that authority in this general permit so that when those situations arose, we could use this general permit in those emergency situations, even if it wasn't an NRCS project per se. And now also it covers emergency repairs to public infrastructure. Last year during the General Assembly, there was a proposal to pass a piece of legislation that would require us to develop a general permit for emergency repairs to public infrastructure. That was passed over, but some budget language was put in that would require us to develop a general permit, and we're incorporating that aspect of our requirements into this update of the general permit. That would be like a sewer line is exposed in a stream.
And that language requires us to have it done by July?
July 3rd.
Okay.
Of this year, yes.
And also, we've changed the way this permit will operate a little bit. We've added the standard permit conditions where appropriate from our regular permits that we issue. Previously, the general permit required someone to submit a proposal for the repairs or the work and to get the general permit, and then we would review it, decide it was appropriate, and we would send them a separate individual permit document. What we're proposing now is this general permit include the permit conditions. The general permit is essentially the permit. We'll require that they submit something to us so we can evaluate and make sure it complies with the general permit, but then we will just simply notify them by letter that they're in compliance with the stipulations and requirements of this new general permit. Today, we met with a number of the agencies involved in either emergency work or stream restoration activities. You see them listed here. The last one on the list is the Virginia Stream Alliance. That includes many of these agencies as well as other concerned entities involved in stream restoration in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We also sent this out to CBF for any comment they might have. They were fairly involved in the adoption or the development of the initial general permit. And we also sent it out to VAMWA, the Virginia Association of Municipal Wastewater Agencies. They sent back a draft with some what I'll call editorial changes that we think are quite appropriate. We had no concerns about those. But they did suggest some changes to the general permit conditions related to DEQ water quality standards. And we're not so sure it's appropriate to change that permit condition since it exists in all the permits we issue as it's written. And they also proposed removal of the indemnification and safe harmless clause simply because local governments, when they get authorization to do something like this, can't abide by or that condition. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, Carl, but they oftentimes will strike that condition out of the individual permits we issue. Well, while that's fine for municipal governments, it's not applicable to individual citizens who would get this permit. So we might need to work on a way to structure that condition to remove the indemnification and safe harmless clause for local governments, but keep it in for private individuals. So that's basically where it stands. At this point, we request that you authorize us to move forward on this. We would advertise it for a public hearing. As I said, our plan would be to bring this back to you in April.
Well, the bottom line is we really don't have a whole lot of latitude because we're directed to do something in the form of this one way or the other. By budget language, so keep me out of the skillet. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, move to advertise for an April public hearing.
Second by Mr. Tanker, during discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Sonny, for a good briefing.